AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The closing bell has sounded on Wall Street, and from start to finish, the losses have been steep. It's because of the tariffs announced yesterday by President Trump.
I think it's going very well. It was an operation, like when a patient gets operated on, and it's a big thing. I said this would exactly be the way it is. We have $6 or $7 trillion coming into our country, and we've never seen anything like it. The markets are going to boom, the stock is going to boom, the country is going to boom.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says the U.S. needs to change course.
And although their policy will hurt American families, until that pain becomes impossible to ignore, I do not believe they will change direction. So the road to that point may indeed be long.
The Pentagon's acting watchdog will review Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's use of Signal to discuss plans for last month's attacks on Houthi rebels. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The probe will review whether Hegseth complied with classification requirements, among other things, since he provided exact timings of warplane launches and when bombs would drop. Current and former military officials say that level of detail most likely would have been classified. Hegseth and the administration insist nothing classified was shared.
Nobody's texting more plans.
Kazu, you're up.
I know exactly what I'm doing, exactly what we're directing.
A reporter was mistakenly invited into the chat that included the vice president, secretary of state, and other top officials. The Signal app is encrypted, but it's not part of the Pentagon's secure communications network. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sources tell the AP President Trump fired several national security officials deemed insufficiently loyal. This is AP News. Rihanna is expanding her foundation.
Rihanna started the Clara Lynell Foundation in 2012 with a focus on health and her home country of Barbados. Now, the foundation, named after her grandparents, has broader ambitions to send more resources toward the underinvested regions of East Africa, the Caribbean, and the U.S. South. The foundation outlined five new focus areas: women's entrepreneurship, climate solutions, arts and culture, health access and equity, and future generations. Close partners and independent experts have applauded the foundation for embracing industry pushes for trust-based giving that empowers recipients with unrestricted funding.
You know, upon first glance, it actually reflects a lot of the recommendations that I would make to pop stars.
Mary Beth Collins, Executive Director of the Center for Community and Nonprofit Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
She has chosen issues that are very important to her.
I'm James Pollard.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.